How are you doing, Dave? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you, mate.
Good, good. So tell us about this fight. Then you're facing Dillian White finally. It's a fight you've been calling for. How did it all finally happen?
Well, obviously, there's been a lot of ups and downs. You know, it was on and then it was off. And then Monday last week, you know, Dillian said, you know, if you want the fight, it's there July 30th. You know, it came around a little bit sooner than I anticipated. But, you know, like, I've been waiting for this fight. I've been wanting this fight. And my manager offered me the fight. At first, he said it's too soon. My trainer, Dominic Ingle, also said it's too soon. So at first, you know, I sat on it for a few days. And I thought, you know what, I'll wait. This fight can happen later in the year, maybe. But then, you know, to come to some consideration, I just thought, you know what, let's take the bull by the horns. Let's just do it. You know, I've got 3 weeks to really try and get into the best shape possible. And, you know, with all the talking I've done, you know, you've got to back it up. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I want to take the opportunity with both hands.
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, you've just moved trainer quite recently over back to the Ingle gym and working with Dom Ingle. So how long have you actually been working with Dom?
3 weeks. So like I said, the time is not ideal, but you know, if you're waiting for the right time in boxing, you know, it's probably never going to come. So I've just took the fight, you know. It's a big fight. Dillian's a big name. You know, people are saying there's nothing to lose. Of course, something to lose. Everything to lose. You know, if I lose the fight, you know. You know, this fight means the world to me. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm not expected to win. In my own mind, I expect to win. I expect to win convincingly as well. So, you know, like I say, it's just about using what little time I've got now to prepare correctly. And we're doing so. And, you know, I've got almost confidence I'll be victorious. You know, 3 weeks' notice, 10 weeks' notice. You know, I've got the call on the day, you know. Looking forward to it. It's my biggest night in boxing by far. You know, and I'm hoping to rise to the occasion, and that'll bring me the little bit extra out of myself that I need to win the fight.
Yeah, so you say you've obviously not been with Dom too long now. What kind of things have you done in the short space of time already that's different that you felt has improved you?
Yeah, the first 3 weeks, you know, we thought we was fighting September, maybe October, so it was just a case of we've just been getting fit, getting my weight down, which, you know, we've been successful with that. We wasn't doing much boxing training. So now the fight has come along. You know, we're quickly trying to get sharp and get ready. So obviously it's not been ideal, but you know, I'm in a good place. You know, I'm physically fit. I've kept myself in decent condition. So yeah, I've got no complaints. There'll be no complaints about taking it on short notice. You know, if the worst did happen.
And you said before you've made your case for the fight. You made a name for yourself on social media. You're a popular guy on Twitter these days. Got lots to say. And you two have had lots to say between each other as well. A few heated exchanges, let's say, on Twitter. So is there a genuine dislike for Dillian or not?
You know, like, I spent time with Dillian last year on a Klitschko camp. I got along with the fellow really well. I thought he was a really nice fellow, you know, but this is boxing, and when you've got two men who want to achieve things and want to get to the top of the game, you know, friendship and good feelings will come into it. You know, on the night, in the opposite corner, I won't see Dillian White. I'll just see another man that's just trying to stop me becoming what I want to be, and that's heavyweight champion of the world eventually. So that's all it is. All the bad feeling, you know. The press conference away, and it'll be fun. You know, that's fun for the fans. They like all that stuff. But for me, you know, I could win the battle of the banter on the Thursday and the Friday, the way in the press conference, and get beat on Saturday, and it'd mean nothing. So, you know, obviously that's all fun and games. You know, it's got to be done, but you know, it all comes down to Saturday night on the 30th of July, and that's when the winning really matters.
Yeah, it's always a cracking night in Leeds on those Josh Warrington cards. But for a fight like this, it's one the fans are really going to get behind, and you know, huge Yorkshire support there. Are you hoping that kind of tips things in your favour?
Yeah, you've got two big heavyweights, you know, two well known popular heavyweights. Obviously, I used to live in Leeds. I lived in Leeds for 3 years, so I'm an adopted Leeds man. So hopefully, you know, I know Dillian's very popular these days, but you know, it doesn't get much bigger for a Yorkshireman to fight at Leeds Arena. And an atmosphere that Josh Warrington brings, you know, for a prestigious WBC title, you know, it doesn't get much bigger than that. So, like I say, that's how we put the fight, and that's why I'm very excited about it as well.
And obviously, whatever, a good performance or a win puts you right in contention, doesn't it? Because the heavyweight division, as we know, it is absolutely flying. And as we know as well, two big heavyweights in the ring, anything can happen.
Yeah, I think a win over Dillian will put me. I think it just puts me near world level. I think if I beat Dillian White, so they're talking about a Jessica White rematch at some point in the next 6 to 12 months. So who's to say if I don't beat him, I should take that place and I could be knocking on the door for some big fights. So so that's how I took it. There's risk reward. You take it on short notice, and that's the risk. And the reward is you catapult yourself into big time heavyweight boxing. And that's what a win on the 30th of July will do for me. It'll put me into the top bracket of the heavyweight division. So, and I am very confident. I will do so. And then I said when I beat Dillian White, I'll go searching for the even bigger fights. The Derek Chisora, David Price. That's the plan. I'm not gonna sit on a good ranking or a good victory. I'm looking for the biggest fights out there.
And working in the Ingo gym now, what's that place been like over the last few days with the announcement of Triple G against Kell Brook? I bet it's buzzing at the moment.
Yeah, that was a massive shock to myself. I'm in the gym, and when it was announced, I couldn't believe it. Kell's really put he upped the level. He upped the stakes. That was a big part of Dillian White. But if Kell can fight Triple G, I can fight Dillian White's bit, Gennady Golovkin. So. The Ingles in prison is so much world class talent there, and I think that's the reason I wanted to go out there. I wanted to work with Dominic Ingles, but I also wanted to work along fighters like Kell and like Kid Galahad, It just makes me want to thrive and get to their level, and you got to work hard to do so. So, I think I'm in a better place now. I wouldn't say a better place as my old gym, because there was nothing wrong there, but I just feel like this is where I need to be to get to that other level, get to the next level to beat the likes of Dillian White.
And for that fight, Kell Brook, you feel your gym buddy can cause a shock? I suppose it'd be a big shock if he was to win in September, jumping up two weight divisions against the man many regard as the pound for pound number one.
Yeah, I can't stand here and say I think Kell will definitely beat Golovkin. He's gonna wipe him out. Obviously he's a big underdog, but Kell's a massive welterweight. I think his middleweight will suit him. I think the extra weight will only improve his power and even his speed. And I think, I think for the first 6-7 rounds, I think he can outbox Golovkin. And then, from there onwards, that's when he's going to have to grit his teeth and try and stick with him. That's the bigger man. But, it's definitely the fight of 2016. It's very intriguing. And it's definitely one that Kell can maybe cause a massive upset.
Well, fingers crossed he can. David, thank you very much for joining us today. We wish you the best for the next 3 weeks in trying to get this prep done ahead of July the 30th against Dillian White at the First Direct Arena. Cheers for joining us.
Thanks a lot, mate. Thank you.